Time Passes Time, written by Mary Wood, read by Annie Aldington. Chapter 1. War is a tangled memory linked to the present. Teresa, London, 1963.
Hey, let go, you old hag!
Teresa staggered. The hooded young men in front of her grabbed at her bag. Fear paralysed her. Unreleased screams filled her head. My secrets! Oh, God! Images flashed into her memory, but faded away into a haze of confusion as she tried to decipher the snippets of information that her brain managed to filter. She struggled to make sense of them and to separate the now from the past. Her fragile mind had little capacity to give her reality, having never recovered from the mental breakdown she'd suffered after the suicide of Terence, her twin brother, in 1958. And now it took her back in time, compounding her fear as she desperately sought for answers. What's happening? Are they SS? Frail and old beyond her years, every bone in her body hurt. The sockets of her arms burned as she fought valiantly. Stay quiet, she told herself. Name and number only. Don't give in. A sudden thought trembled the deeper dread through her. The training officer of the Special Operations Executive had warned, if caught, you may be subjected to torture. He'd listed several possibilities, but one had stuck in her mind. Sometimes they resort to pulling out your fingernails. Her terror of this often catapulted her from sleep in the middle of the night. How close she'd come to such a fate. Betrayed and captured, she'd felt the chafing of the irons that had held her and had sweated the cold sweat of terror as she'd thought her fate the same as her fellow SOE officers, Eliane, Yolanda, Madeline and Noor. Just saying their names was an honour, as they were the bravest women she'd ever known. The Germans had captured and executed them. After forcing the women to kneel in pairs, they had shot them in the head. With these thoughts intensifying her fear, the cloying darkness of the cell the Germans had thrown her into enclosed her once more, as did the desperate feeling of being alone. Alone and about to die. Was it happening again? Were these Nazis? Had they found her? Would she tell them what she knew? Please, God, help me not to.
For fuck's sake, she's got some strength for an old un. What's that she said? Did she call us Nazi bastards, the bleeding old cow?
Teresa's head flew back with the force of the blow. Her fingers felt the cold pavement slab, but couldn't prevent her fall. A boot hovered over her hand.
Give us your bag, you stupid old witch. Let go!
The boot came down. Bones cracked.
14609. Teresa Laura Crompton. Officer.
Christ, she's bleeding mad. She's saying something about being an officer. She must be 90-odd. Fucking officer, my arse. This is 1963, you stupid old bat. Get her bag, quick. She's let go of it. Come on, leg it.
Pain seared her. Jumbled questions frustrated her.
Is this London? Is the war over? Oh, dear God, what year did he say it was?
No answers came, only the knowledge that she had lost the fight and that her attackers had gone. So too had the spirit that had powered her efforts. In its place lay a pit of despair. The leg she lay on started to throb. She had to shift position to release the pressure on her hip. As she did, an agony beyond endurance brought vomit to her throat. She swallowed it down, felt the choking sting it left in its wake. How could Durrant have thought her capable of doing this job? Yes, she spoke French, and yes, she knew the country well. But she wasn't brave enough. She wasn't brave enough. And what about the mission? Pierre will be waiting. Oh, Pierre, my love. Please, God, keep him safe from capture. And our son. Protect our son. For hadn't she put them in grave danger?